Okay, on the animals, he doesn't give a complete tabulation on that, but he gives a couple hints. He says the domestic animals are a higher correspondent to the new group of world servers or the Ajna Center. So we talked about several correspondences of the Ajna Center, and the lowest we got down to was the scientists and inventors and innovative people among humanity. But lower than that, among the animals, the Ajna Center is the domestic animals because they see with a higher vision than the other animals. They see what's happening in the human kingdom and they want to go higher. Okay? So that's an interesting correspondence. In addition, he does give out some specific rays about some animals. Elephants, he says, are on the first ray. Dogs are expression of the second ray, which is love wisdom. That makes a lot of sense. A cat is a third ray, and that makes a lot of sense also. And the animal is a sixth ray. The horse is a sixth ray. Now the horse, that makes a lot of sense because the sixth ray, horses really appeal to the standard emotions in people. People just fall in love with their horses and they feel very affectionate toward them, and that's strong sixth ray energy. Then there are others, such as fish, insects, and various wild animals. And so he doesn't tell us where they are, but fish evidently might be connected to the solar plexus since they're in water. Insects, hard to figure out where they might be. And the wild animals, they might be the sacral center. Who knows? Okay. Now, the number seven in creation keeps appearing up all over the places. We have seven root races, and we are in which root race are we in?
We're the fifth sub-race of the fifth root race.
Yeah, the fifth root race.
Well, way to go, Ed.
Yeah.
It's the fifth sub-race, Ed?
The fifth sub-race of the fifth root race.
Okay. So,
we're
looking forward to the sixth. He says the sixth is just kind of showing signs every now and then. Then we have the seven continents. Can anyone name the seven continents?
North America, South America, Australia, Africa,
New Zealand,
South
Europe.
Europe.
You're doing pretty good.
Antarctica,
yeah.
The North Pole is not a continent.
It's part of North America.
It could be.
No, it's
Antarctica.
No, North Pole isn't a continent.
Antarctica
is a continent.
Okay, gotcha.
You got one more.
Texas.
Australia.
Did he say?
I think New Zealand.
Did you say Asia?
Asia. Yeah, Asia.
Australia.
Yeah, Asia is the seventh. Okay.
No, we didn't say it is, but.
Okay, and then we have seven seas. Can you name the seven seas, Curtis?
Well, sure. The Atlantic,
two pieces of cake, right?
The Indian, the Baltic, the.
Baltic?
No, I don't know. It's the sea.
The Black Sea.
The Black Sea.
No, that's not part of the seven seas. That's a.
Well, I got Pacific, Atlantic.
It's called a sea, but it's not big enough to be in that classification.
The Red Sea.
The Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean isn't considered one of the seven seas. It's not quite big enough.
The North Sea, the South Sea, East Sea.
I'll just read them off here. Okay, the Arctic Ocean, the North Atlantic Ocean.
Got that.
The South Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, now that's unfair.
Right.
Indian Ocean.
Got that one.
The North Pacific Ocean.
The South Pacific Ocean. Oh, man.
And the Southern or Antarctic Ocean.
Yeah,
and those are considered the seven seas.
But the Pacific
I wouldn't have been able to name them myself, so I had to.
Well, the north and south of the Atlantic and Pacific, you know.
Yeah, it's not
fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's foul.
He doesn't always talk.
Not quite foul on that.
It's all water.
Yeah.
Salt water.
Five hundred seven.
Then humanity itself is divided into several seven subdivisions on the determined by the seven rays. Those on ray one gravitate to what?
Caucasian.
Not what color they are, but what are they involved in?
You mean the location or the...
No, what do they do for a living?
Well, they're the rulers.
They're what?
The rulers.
Yeah, politics and position of power and leadership. That's where ray one likes to go. Ray two people, they're connected to the heart, love, wisdom, and they have a desire to share and serve.
Teachers.
And many of them turn into teachers of some type.
Teachers and philosophers and preachers.
Yeah. Ray three, intelligence and matter. They these people
economics.
Are practical, good thinkers, often found in business, manufacturing, sports, and in creating organizations. And fourth is the fourth ray are those seeking creativity, harmony, unity, and these are often found in the fourth ray.
Arts and music.
The fifth ray are scientists and logical, concrete thinkers. The sixth ray has dominated the past for 2,000 years. They're in the age of Pisces. They're the idealists, the devotees, the religious people, people that are devoted to some ideal and perfection. These are found on the sixth ray.
And the fanatics.
Yeah, they're often turned fanatical once they cross the line. And then the seventh ray is called the ray of ceremonial magic or order. These are people that are attracted to law and order, efficient business practices and ceremonies such as the Masons.
You know, another group that fits into that seventh is network marketers. You
know, yeah, they probably would be.
Has to do with social expansion, yeah. Which they're about, and it has to do with money and business and all the things that have to do with seventh ray. Multi-level. It's order. It's got a lot of order to it.
JJ, you said such as... And I didn't get the last word. Such as what? And the seventh ray? Such as?
Which one?
Seventh.
The seventh ray is they're attracted to law and order, efficient business practices, and ceremonies such as the Masons.
Masons. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Masons.
Under Christ, who is under ray two, is a couple other masters. One is called the European Master, and then there's Kuthumi. And under him is Dwal Cole, who wrote all the blue books, talked through Alice A. Bailey. And then the master under number one is called Vivasvatat Manu. And under him is the master Jupiter and Maurya. Okay. The title for the head of Ray 3 is called the Mahakohen. And he's called the Lord of Civilization. This is currently headed up by the Master Rakoczy, and he was known in history as Saint Germain. And under him is another master called the Venetian Master, who is also on Ray 3. Now on Ray 4 is another master called Serapis, and on Ray 5 is one called Hilarion, and he was a reincarnation of Paul of Tarsus. Paul reincarnated as an entity named Hilarion, where he became a master in that life. Ray 6 is Jesus. Now remember, the Jesus of the Bible was composed of two people, Jesus and then the Christ that came into his body, and they shared that mission. Okay, but Jesus as a separate entity is on Ray 6. Then on Ray 7, it was presided over by Rakoczy, but he moved up to the head of Ray 3, and the Tibetan doesn't tell us who replaced him. He was replaced by somebody, but we're not told who it was. Then we have seven entities main entities in Shambhala, not counting the three Buddhas of activity, who are just advisors. Okay? And with, including Sanat Kumara, there are seven Kumaras making the molecule there of seven. There's what he calls the exoteric four, and then the esoteric three. The exoteric four have bodies of etheric matter, and the esoteric three apparently do not. They're just living fires, you could say. The four that, including Sanat Kumara, are Sanat Kumara and one called Sananda, and a lot of New Age people think that was the Christ. But it's hard to say. I haven't got any revelation on it. But then another one's called Sanaka, and then another one called Sanatana. And the esoteric three are Sana, Kapilya, and Sanat Sajata. Okay, those are the names of the seven. They all begin with S-A, S-A-N-A, except for one named Kapila. There must be some significance in those first four letters.